We're on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. Tanya, Omar Rav Yeshua, Arba Dvorim, Ha'isa Ha'isan, Potter Medinei Odom, V'chayev Medinei Shemayim. There are four things that if a person does them, Medinei Odom, he's Potter, V'chayev Medinei Shemayim. Be'elu hain, Ha'peretz Geder b'fnei behemes chaveroi, a person breaks a geder b'fnei behemes chaveroi, ba'koifes koimosoi shol chaveroi b'fnei adleike, someone bends over a koima of tvue b'fnei adleike, ba'soicher eidei shekel lohoid, a person who hires eidei shekel lohoid, ba'yedeya eides lechaveroi ve'enoi meyidloi. The Dvar Yaakov brings down a machlokes. That's what it says, V'chayev b'dinei shemayim. What does that mean? Others learn pshat, V'chayev b'dinei shemayim means that there is an einish b'dinei shemayim for doing such a thing. Potter b'dinei other means these inyonim fall into the category of groma b'nezokim. So there's no chiyuv tashlumim. But b'dinei shemayim, there's an einish. Others learn pshat, chayev b'dinei shemayim, that means, midinei shemayim, he's chayev to pay. There's a chayev tashlumim. It's mutal olav to pay, and others go as far as to say that tfisa will help. That if the nizik will be tefis, the money, so l'maisa, the nizik can keep the money because there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim to pay. Now let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi, potter midinei odom, kasavar geroma v'nezokin potter. Now this Rashi is saying a mouthful. The Dvar Yaakov brings down the Shach, Mechayshe Mishpat, the Shach says, what does Rashi mean, kasavar geroma v'nezokin potter? Is there a machlokes? Everyone holds groma b'nezokin is potter. So the Shach said that Shitas Rashi is that what we know there's a machlokes, a meir is doin dine digarmi, and others are not doin dine digarmi. So there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Is there groma and garmi? Garmi is a greater type of a mazik, a bori hazik, a kavanosi lahazik. And everyone holds groma b'nezokin is potter, but garmi is a machlokes. That's how other rishonim learn. Many rishonim learn like that. The shishitas ha'tosfos. But the Ramban says and the Shach says Rashi shita is that there's no difference between groma and garmi. They're all the same. So kasova he holds groma b'nezokin. Rabbi Yeshua holds groma b'nezokin is potter. Rameyev, that's doin dini digami, yod groma b'nezokin is chayev. But not the two in yonim. There's a machlokes, tanoim gufe, groma b'nezokin if you're chayev or you're potter. Ha'peiretz geder, v'yotzoso ha'behema u'borcho. He was peiretz geder b'fnei behemes chaveroi, and the behema ran away. Ha'koifev koimosei l'tzad adleikev, k'dei shetivar bohesh, the intent was, that the eish should burn it. Let's see the Gemara further. Look, the Gemara, Omamar, ha'peiretz geder b'fnei behemes chaveroi, hechidomi. What is the case? Ilema b'kaisel bori. Is it speaking about a kaisel bori? B'dinei adam nami nechayim. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say, his own is part of b'dinei adam. He should be chayim b'dinei adam also. Elo b'kaisel ro'ua. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about a kaisel ro'ua. Let us see Rashi. I b'kaisel bori b'dinei odom nami nechayev. So the pirate should be chayev b'dinei odom. Mi ho a kaisel. And the kaisel should be chayev. How could Rabbi Yeshua say a blank statement? Ha'peiretz geder b'fnei behemes chaveroi. He's potter b'dinei odom. For being peiretz geder, there are two things that occurred. One thing, he was peiretz together. And number two, the behemer got lost. It ran away. So how could he say a blank statement that he's potter if it's a kaisel bori? So he should be chayiv to pay on the kaisel al kaponim. Da be yadayin ova, this is not a grommet, this is a mazik be yadayin. We can't say that the Gemara means to ask a kaisel bori, you should be chayiv on the behemet. Does nan potzu alistim potter? That's if it can be. The Mishnah says, potzu alistim is potter. And potzu alistim does not only mean, let us learn the Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah says as follows, akayin esayin ladir b'nor b'foner karoi, v'yotzev izika potter. So we're speaking about, there was a nor b'foner karoi. Nivritza balayla oishe potzu alistim, v'yotzev izika potter. So potter is going on the balatzoin. He's potter. He made a nor b'foner karoi potter. But the Mishnah says, oitziyu alistim, listim chayovim. So from the Mishnah, from Itziyu Alistim, we see that the Listim are only Chayiv, if Itziyu Alistim. But Potzu Alistim, not only is the Bailam Potter, they're also Potter. Because the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to speak about the Chayiv of the Listim, it says Itziyu Alistim. But Potzu Alistim, it seems from the Mishnah that they're Potter. So Rashi says, you can't say that the Gemara means to ask with a kaisel bori, so the pirat should be chayv on the behemoth, because the Mishnah says potzu alistim. It seems they're also potter. Davke tziu alistim is listim chayom. So the Gemara's kash is al koponim. But how could you say a blank statement that he's potter b'dinei odom? He's al koponim chayv to pay for the kaisel. Let us see that glas hagro on the right side. Nichtav betzida v'chein pirish ha-taisvus kan u'besanhedrin. Taisvus here says that, and taisvus in Sanhedrin. Avol kosvu sham, but taisvus says over there, the yeshloima the gam ha-behema chayit, and the behema yoso chayit. V'loi, leidomi l'mas nisim, and it's not time to the Mishnah, the Mayri bin Nizkeho v'chein das orema. So the Taishlis in Sanhedrin and the Rama says as follows. Number one, if there was a kaisel bori, and he went and broke down the kaisel that the behemoth should go out, so Taishlis, oh, this is called the Goyim says Gami. This is not Grob. We mentioned before, Rashi Shita is Grom and Gami is the same. So you can't, there's not, if you hold Grom is Potter, you hold Gami is Potter. If you hold Gami is Chayim, so that's called Grom is also Chayim. That's Rashi is Kosova, Grom and Benizokim Potter. He holds. Rashi did not differentiate between Grom and Gami. Taisvis did differentiate between Grom and Gami. So Taisvis held. So it could be if there's a Kaisel Bori. And a person broke the kaisel, and because of that, the behemoth went out, that's called bari yezeka. This falls, whatever falls into the category of gami, this is gami. So memele, so the gemara asked the kasha, hapoirit gedde b'vnei behemoth chaveiroi, that's a kaisel bari, he's chayim on the behemoth also, not only on the kaisel, he's chayim on the behemoth, this is gami. The Mishnah says, that guy to you a listim chayovim, but potu a listim, it seems the listim are potter. He says, yeah, because the Mishnah is speaking about something else. The Mishnah is speaking about if the behemoth was mazik. Not talking about that the behemoth got nifsa, the behemoth got lost. If the behemoth was mazik, so the Mishnah says as follows. That a kind of saying ledir, v'novel v'nekoroi, he's potter. The balabahim is potter. Potu a listim, he's potter. And when are the listim chayiv to pay? If it was mazik, it's you a listim, that they get it in bailim, and they're chayiv on the hezekis that the behemoth does. The Mishnah is speaking about the hezekis. In order to become a chuyiv on the hezekis, that they're responsible for the hezekis that the behemoth had done, that you have to have a teiris bailim. So if they became ganovim on it, they got kinyon ignevi, so then this bailis is mechayiv them to pay for the zekis that the behemoth does. That's why you need Vavka Yitzhiyu list. But if the Mishnah isn't speaking about that the Behemah got lost, we don't have such a Mishnah. The Behemah got lost, this Taisus and Sanhedrin, and the Ramah holds that this is Garmi, and this the Chayiv to pay. This is Shitas, Ramah, Taisus and Sanhedrin. Zot the Goyin weiter, V'harambam Kosa, the Afke Benizkeo Mechayiv, the Rambam says Nachmer. That if a pirate gather with my behemoth chaveroi, he's, and then it's a kaisel bori, so he's chayiv afilu under nizokin that the behemoth will make. So the chachme l'nil asked the Rambam, please, this is the Mishnah says for two listim, the listim are potter, how could the Rambam say the chayiv bezeitim? So the Rambam says, Amir Nikazach, and by Hakabin Zan, the Meiri is Mavair the Rambam. The Rambam holds, very interesting, the Rambam holds that the reason, first let's understand why are they chayef, but so list them, and the Behemah was Mazik, so they're chayef to pay. I mean, at what are they chayef to pay? So the Rambam, they're chayef to pay als Garmi, they were Mazik, the Baal HaBehemah. That means like this, Meikar Adin, they wanted to be mazik the Baal HaBehemah, that he should be nischayiv l'shalom. They wanted to be, they wanted that he should be mishalom, so they wanted to be mafsit him. So this alone is also a garmi. So he stated in the Tshuva Sarambam. This alone is also a garmi. They wanted to be mafsit him. Just like we have Seirav Shtaroysov Shal Chaveiroi. So I want to be mafsit, the Malvi shouldn't be able to be goyve from the loiva. Here I want that your behemah should become oishamu, that you should have to pay for the hezekis. So the Rambam holds the chayiv taka. And that's the lashon, the Rambam's medayik lashonis, ha-poyreitz gedel bifnei behemas chaveloi. We're talking about the whole scenario. Bifnei behemas, ha-poyreitz together bifnei behemas chaveloi. So they want that the chaveloi should be chayiv for the hezekis. So that's called gami. That's called garmi, and the Rambam says garmi is if you mechaven lahazik. I wanted to be masid, and I wanted he should pay for this. He was making a very good job in the shmira, so I wanted he should pay for it. So I'm chayav al garmi. The Mishnah says the Dafka Yitzhiyua listim, or patsua listim. So there, Potter, he says patsua listim means something else. Patsua listim means they wanted to become listim. Then what happened? They did tshuva. They wanted to take it out. And then after they broke it, they broke the wall, they decided not to take it out. But they didn't want to be mazik, the Baal HaTzoin, that he should have to pay for the zekis. They wanted to steal it, and they didn't steal it. So, it's very meduyik in the Lashonis. Here it is a poiret gedo bifnei beimas chaveiroi. I wanted that the chaveiroi should be mechuyiv. And that what the behemoth will be mazik, and that's called gami. So that, and I wanted to be mazikim. According to the Rambam, that's one of the tnoyim of gami, I wanted to be mazikim. So memela then, I'm chayiv, if it's a koisel bori. But the Mishnah is speaking about partsua listed. Here's the whole, the Mishnah is speaking about another case. They wanted to steal it. They wanted to take it for themselves. They didn't want to be mazik the Baal HaBehemah. So and then they decided not to steal it. So then that's not called Gami, since there was no Kavanosa Lahazika. That is Shita Saraba. So we have here three Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Gemara says, how is it speaking about? If it's speaking about a Kaisel Bori, B'dini Odom Nami Nechai. Why is he only Chai B'dini Shemaim? So we have here a three-way machloikis. Either the according to Rashi, Pshat is Shibichayev Bedini Odom Al Kaponim on the Kaisel. According to the Rama, if the Behemah gets lost, Shibichayev Bedini Odom, that's called Garmi, that he was mafsid the Behemah from the Baal HaBehemah. And according to the Rambam, Bedini Odom Amnichayev, even for the Hazekis, that the Behemah will do, it's also considered Garmi. And what did the Gemara answer? Elo b'kaisel ra'ua. It's speaking about a wobbly ball, a shaky ball. The lay afsidei, the lamistakoi. So that, what is Rashi saying? So on the ball, that's not called, I was mafsid you anything. Because the ball is aimed at the hisosel. So, but you chayv din shemaim, very nice of you, and the world is not tainus, but tell me what you're doing. I'll chain up the behemoth. You break down the wall. It's lemista koi, but what's with the behemoth? You were mafsid the behemoth. So that's your chayv din shemaim on the behemoth. That is according to Rashi. According to the Rama, the Rama asked, the Gemara asked Akasha by a Kaisel Bori, you're a garmi on the behemoth. You're a garmi on the behemoth. You were mafsid the behemoth for me. I had a behemoth which was shomer. You broke down the wall. Now after the wall broke down, the behemoth got lost. It ran away. So the Gemara says, it's called a Kaisel, it's speaking about a Kaisel Ruwa. So a Kaisel Ruwa, that means, don't say I was mafsid, without me, the wall was a wobbly wall. It was all to fall any minute or any day. So it's not considered in Hilchis Garmi, I have to be called, I was Mazik you, and I wouldn't have done it, and what happened? 10 minutes later, the wall would have fallen down, and the bang would have run away. So Mamela, it doesn't fall by a Kaisel Ruwa, it doesn't fall into the category of Garmi to be Chayit, but B'dinei Shemayim, Yechayit. That is what That's according, Mistam, according to the Rambam and according to the Rama. Let us see Toisvitz. Ilema b'kaisel bori b'dinei odom nami lechayit. It's speaking about a kaisel bori b'dinei odom nami lechayit. Perish, a kaisel. So first Toisvitz, and this is Toisvitz over here, Toisvitz is saying, like Rashi, that it's speaking about a kaisel bori, she should be chayv on the kaisel. Da beheime vadei loy mechayev bepritzes geder baalma, and the beheime can't be chayev, if it's a kaisel bori, da ein ze el a grome baalma, this is a grome, that means I broke down the wall, so my mele, now the beheime ran away, but it's cold, I was mazik the beheime, this is a grome. Ve yesh svarim shekosu ben behedye a kaisel, it says beferish in the gemore, ilayme be kaisel bori, B'dinei Adam nami nechayev ha-koisel. The mother says, Claude, the tekash is on the koisel. B'im taima, like Toisvitz. So the whole problem is, so what am I saying? And the vowel we learn shat, that you put B'dinei Adam on the behemoth. That's we learn shat. Zoni chay b'dinei shemayim, because it's a grome. So the mother says, but if it's a koisel, bori, but then he's chayev b'dinei Adam on the koisel. So Taisa says, Akasha, so what's your problem? It can be speaking about a Kaisel Bori. Rabbi Yeshua's memory, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about the behemoth, and the behemoth is a grome. There are two things that occurred over here. The behemoth got lost, and you are mazik the Kaisel. And the Kaisel is stuck a chayy, but the deal is, what's with the behemoth? Vim taima, nehei de chayy va Kaisel, neime de poto midine yodom koya behemoth. It means according to the Rama is very good. The Gemara is takashi takachayv and the behemah by a kaisel bori. But according to Toisvitz and Rashi, and the behemah is a potter because it's a grome. So maybe that's what Rabbi Shua is speaking about. Bifnei behemah is chaveri. Again, that's very meduyik. Bifnei behemah. We said bifnei behemah is chaveri, right? Why are we talking about a behemah over here? Because the gedder is a gedder aside. Bifnei behemah is chay. Bifnei behemah. But on the gedder is one parsha. But bifnei behemah is chaveri. Your potter and the behemoth. Nay, the chayva kais, name the potter bedina the koya behemoth. Veishleima the loy shaykh le misni potter bedina odom im hoya shum chir. To say a blank statement, a pirate gather bedina behemoth chaveroi, and to say potter bedina odom and not to differentiate, and just to say potter im hoya shum chir, if there was any type of chir, oi be behemoth, oi be kaisel. So maybe you can't say potter. Potter is a wrong statement because lamaisa yechayev. So maybe that was shandig mos kash. Avol kshemetaretz bekoisel ruwa. When the Gemara answers koisel ruwa, aval gav. So now Toisvitz says a shaila, are you chayev bedinei shemaim on the koisel? הטויסל רוח. זה טויסל סלב, אף על גב בין דוימה שישחייב בדיני שמיים על הטויסל שהוא רוח כל כך, שייפה, זה טויסל דנוע רוח, רוח מינס, לא מבוי שייפה ברוח מצויה, אבל זה חנת חייב על הטויסל, או יאפילו ברוח שאינה מצויה, זה ממילא זה טויסל is saying, so how can I say חייב בדיני שמיים, and the טויסל היא נת חייב בדיני שמיים, just like you said, you can't say a blank statement of Potter. And you say, I mean, on the behemoth, because if there's a kaisel also here, and you say Potter, it seems from a blank statement of Potter that you're Potter of a land of kaisel. That can be by a kaisel boy. But the kaisel, so what's the terrace of kaisel rua? Kaisel rua. So how could you say chayu b'dinei shemayim, and the kaisel is not chayu b'dinei shemayim, kaisel assumes. מקום מוקים שייך למסני חי בדיני שמיים, כימן שיש דובו שהוא חי בוי, כאינה בהימא. That means, חייב does not have to be inclusive. He's חי בדיני שמיים. For doing this מייסה, there's a חייב בדיני שמיים. And what prat? And this prat. חייב, I could say, even though it's only מחויב for the בהימא. But to say potter, say potter, potter means you're potter. So ממילא, so potter would seem on the kaisel also. ואשת עושי שפר דנוקת בפני בהימס חברוי ולא נוקת הפרץ גדר של חברוי. Now it's very good that it says בפני בהימס חברוי. והקויסל לא מחייב כדפרישס. הקויסל רוע. תויסל says לפי אמס, there's no חייב whatsoever. Yeah. רק תויסל, so ממילא, תויסל is saying שאת, that the Kaisel Ruah Taisvis assumes there's no chiyuv whatsoever for breaking down the Kaisel. It's Oymed Lister. So the whole chiyuv is only on the Behemoth. So it's very good. Why, there's no chiyuv whatsoever on the Kaisel. So that's why when the Rabbi Yeshua said, he said, Peiretz Gedder Bifnei Behemoth Chaveri, he had to mention it's a gather b'nei b'hemes chaveiroi, because the whole chiyuv is only because of the b'nei b'hemes chaveiroi. Out of the kaisel alone, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Now, Taisus has a problem.
The Gemara says later, why Rabbi Yeshua had to say four cases. So let us look on Daf Nun Vav Aleph. It's more or less the middle of the Amid. A little left of them. Apeiretz gedder bifnei behemes chaveiroi. Ma'o de teime kivn de le misterei koi. Ma'o of it. I would think that since this koisel is oimed le misterei, they didn't do anything. Bedinei shemayim nami le lechayiv. Kamash melon. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. Vizchayiv bedinei shemayim. So now this gemara is shreklach. If you learn like Taisvis, that by a Kaisel Ruah, there's no Chiyav whatsoever on the Kaisel. That's what Taisvis wants to say. So what kind of Havamina is there that he should be Potter on the Behemoth? Given the Lemistere Kaisins to there, that you have to break the Kaisel. So I would think that he's my of it. What did he do? What is one thing of a Shachas Vyadda? The Kaisel has to be broken. But he should have told them there's a behemoth here also. What havamina is there that kivin to le misterei koi, so I shouldn't be chayv on the behemoth. Mein shmita leitza har sinai. Now this is a problem. V'hod de koma le kamon ma'o de teima de kivin to le misterei koi mai kovi, mashme the chayev b'dinei shemayim koi nami ha-koisel. Then it makes sense. It's given to the mystery koi, my covet, kamash melon, but he's not chayev. But he is chayev on the koisel. This is Taisvus Kash. Before we see Taisvus Teres, I'd like to say over, the Rosh Take is chaylik on Taisvus. And the Rosh says, you're chayev by a koisel zuhua on the koisel also. Chayim on the Kaisel also. Zuk the Rosh, why is that Chayim on the Kaisel? It's the mystery. So, the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says that he's zicher looking to find workers, to break down the kaisel, to find materials to build a new kaisel. He's looking for it. But if Yana would not have broken it, so that he'd have more time to look for a bargain, to get cheaper workers. Now, this person went and broke the kaisel now. Now he's ovidates, now he doesn't have a kaisel, so he has to go. This is on the weekend. He can't find, but he's without a kaisel, so he has to go and pay time and a half for workers, and so he was mafsed him. But he was mafsed him that now he'll have to, since he's forced now to build up the kaisel, since Yana was oisere, and he doesn't have the time to wait a day or two, so he's mafsed him money that he has to pay more money. So Memele is chayiv b'dinei shemayim on this. This is the Gemara. He's chayiv on the kaisel also. That's what the Rosh wants to say. And that's pshat the Gemara. Now the Gemara give the mystery. What do you mean? You mean you'll say you have to rebuild it? No, Kamash Malon, that Zichai, you have to build the Bada. Without, if he wouldn't have been Saiser and out, I would have had more time to find cheaper workers or cheaper material. That's what the Rosh wants to say. But Taismis assumes for Dover Poshet a Kaisel Zuhua, I don't owe you a penny for the Kaisel. So what Shad the Gemara, the Chiddush is, Kimin de la Mister Eikoi, I would think, my COVID. What do you mean? My COVID is, he didn't tell that he's doing it and the Bahama got lost. So Taismis has one very interesting pshat, and then the Kivitalak. Yeshlaima da hochi kama, amirudikizach. Kiven de la mistakoi, shahapailim mitzuvin le soisroi shalayipel albaneyodam. Rabbi Yid, you have a wobbly kaisel. Every Yid that walks by it, he mentions goimel afterwards. It's shaking, it's you're mechuyim to be soisroi. Salkit aitoch, so listen, you're not doing the mitzvah. The cholakoidim be mitzvah zoche. Listen, I see the kaisel now. I have my sledgehammer. I'm going to do it now. Fartik and Isaac. Ve'ein lo ze lo niach mi lister bishvil ba'im as chaveroi. Fakel. This two shailas over here. People walk by there in a sakone. You're talking about your behemoth. So, meiser odom in a behemoth. So, me'mele fakert. Le mistakoi, I'm gonna break down the kaisel. What's gonna be with your behemoth? I'll wait for, that's your parsha. You should have been saying to the kaisel 2 weeks ago already. So, me'mele, I would think, obedine shemaim nami leila chayiv. I'm gonna think, obedine shemaim is chayiv. He gets a schar. He's a zoriz viniska. Kamash malon. Rabbi Yid, the right doesn't correct or wrong. That means this is taka mitzvah, but you should have at the same time you should have informed them that you're doing it, and he should be able to make sure his behemish shouldn't run away. Inami, so that's a pesamachudish tekedin. Kloima le mister ule meipal koi. So whenever Taisus says kloima, Taisus means you have to clear your throat and don't read the words literally. It doesn't mean lemistakoi, it means lemapelkoi. It's gonna fall down. So memela, that's the vote, not the lemistakoi. Lemista or lemapelkoi. It's aimed to fall down. So if it's aimed to fall down, so memela, your behemis ibis, I was not batuach. So I feel a bit, what, I did it, and if I wouldn't have done it, I would have fallen 5 minutes later, also would have run away. So I would think, I feel a bit, my COVID, I feel a bit, Shemayim. He should be Potter, Kamash Malon, that no, don't tell me, it would have fallen 5 minutes. Well, Lamai said, now, you are Mesavim Ahefsin. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Oma Amar, HaKoifet Koimoso Yishal Chaveiroi Bifnei Adleikim.
A
person bent over a koime bifnei hadleike. And it was in the path of the dleike, and now it got burnt. Rashi said that he wanted to burn it. It sounded like a kidei shetira boheisha. He wasn't naive. He wanted to burn it. The Gemara echidomi. Ilayim edemot elei baruch mitzuyim. If a ruach metzuya, that means that al pechashben a ruach metzuya, the way the tefuah is situated now, there will be burnt through a ruach metzuya. Bedinei odom nami nechayev, she should be chayev bedinei odom. Why is only chayev bedinei shemayim? Ela demote beruach she'ena metzuya. Speaking about that a ruach, beruach metzuya, even they have to be bent, it won't get burnt. A ruach she'ena metzuya came, and that's what burnt it. So let's see what Rashi says. Demote like shekofe fo higiyah bo adleike beruach metzuya. Harei biyodayim hiver, ubedinei odom nechayev. Now, we have to be medayik the loshon of Rashi. The gedolei achronim, nachos David, the pnei Yeshua, and daf chav beis, said this, and Lomai said, Rashi is saying this over here. I don't know if they bring the loshon of Rashi, but Rashi takke says it. Rashi says, well, baruch metzui, harei biyodayim hiver. Toisvis and daf chav beis, amad aleph, brings down Shitas Rashi, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Ishe Mishum Chitzov, Ishe Mishum Mamoinoi. If my Eish is Mazik, and my Chayev als Chitzov, it's considered like, I shot a Chayt, I did it, it's my Maise, or Ishe Mishum Mamoinoi. I call that I did it, whatever the Eish does is like I did. I'm responsible, Ishe is Mishum Mamoinoi. My Eish was Mazik, so I'm Chayev, Kilo, my Momin was Mazik. My share is mazik, so my eish is also mazik. Rashi shita is, ishay mishum mamoinoi, if I'm chav ishay mishum mamoinoi, the gacheles has to belong to him. That's a type ishay mishum mamoinoi. It has to be his moment. But if it's not his moment, then there's no chiv. But that's a called ishay mishum mamoinoi. It has to be mamoinoi. Frektoises avtav chavei sum argemorim. Hakoyfer kaimosay shalchavei b'fnei adleike, he's chayev. If it's a ruach metzuya, he's chayev. So we'll see in Taisus. Taisus understood why is he chayev? He's chayev al teish. The chayev is al teish. That's what Taisus understood. Taisus says, ashtik teire, there's no chilek machar, makarev eish eitzel adobo, adobo eitzel eish. Taisus says, ahu shtik teire, the chayev is al teish. So bekitzel, so Taisus says, no, he's chayev al teish. It's not his age. So you see, yeah, you don't need his age. That's one of the places Kashas and Rashi. So that Nei Yeshua and the Nachlas David say, that in this case, he's Chayav Alts Odom HaMazik. He's not Chayav Alts Ishen Mishum HaMoyne. He's Chayav Alts Odom HaMazik. And there's a Moyredike Beer. This is a Moyredike Mahalach. The Chayav Ishen Mishum HaMoyne means as follows. Ishen Mishum HaMoyne means, I go and I'm Madlik, a candle in my house. I have rishus to do this. I did it for a very innocent purpose, to create illumination. I was careless. It was near the curtains, and the window was open. And then lamaisa an eish occurred. So now I'm responsible for being careless, for not watching my eish. You're responsible. So there, as she says, if it's your eish, the chiv is if it's your eish. If it's not your eish, not you have to say yachayv ishay mishum lamaisa. But if I go and take Yenim's tvue and put it in the path of that there's a fire coming, and I put it there, and Rashi said, Klor. He did it there, Kidei Shetiva Bo Ha'esh. That's what I'm putting it in the path of the Esh. The Esh is going to, this is called Odom HaMazik. This is not called Esh. This is called Odom HaMazik, and that's what Rashi is saying by us. Harei biyodayim hiver. Rashi is very explicit over here. If you have an intent that you get burnt, and you in a ruach metzuya will burn it, you are mazik biyodayim. But in the Odom nechay, beruach she'eino metzuya. So Mor says it's been by beruach she'eino metzuya. Demidi loisalke adaitei. He never thought that it would really happen. Why did he do it? Rashi says he did it, he wanted it to get burnt, but he really never thought that, he just as wanted that Yenim's heart should skip a beat, when he sees it. But, he really never, loisalika daita, that it's really going to happen, because, loisalika daita, so memele, so that is why he's potter bedine odom, and chayim bedine shamayim. Now we'll see Tosfos. Ileime demotile beruach metzuye bedinei odom nami lechayim. Ve'im taima. Now Tosfos learned klo, not the way we mentioned Rashi, Tosfos, that Tosfos daf chabez also. Tosfos learned the chiyim is als eish. It will come with a ruach metzuye, the chiyim is als eish. And our Gemara says, if I'm a karev adover eitzel eish, that's come a ruach metzuye, I'm also chayim als eish. Vim taima, kibin shein chilek be mekarev dover eitzel eish, mekarev eish eitzel adover, because our Gemara says, bedini odem nami lechayim means al teish. Is amai omrine beperik olam nisrofen, kovsoi bemokim shesoif chamo eitzino lovoi poto, lechayim lamanda omar ishe mishum chitza vachen kovsoi lifnei arif. Our teish is amir nike kashe. If yod ishe mishum chitza, so ishe mishum chitza is called odem amazik and is called a retzeich also. So if Yod Ishim Mishum Chitzav, I'm Madlik and Eish, and the Eish goes, and we hear Evet Kofosloi, let's say I was Madlik and Eish, and you have an Evet that's tied up over here, and the Eish goes and kills the Evet, I'm a Retzeir. So I'm called a Retzeir. So I'm Madlik and Eish, that Beruach Metzuyah will burn this Evet, I'm called a Retzeir. So Memele, who Adin, if I would tie up an Evet, and the Eish is going to come, I should also be a Retzeir. There's no difference between Mekarev Eish Eitzel Adover, Adover Eitzel Eish. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kovsei B'mokim Shesoyv Chamo Eitzin Alovoi. That means I tied up a person, and in an hour the sun is going to beat on him, and he's going to die from this. Or Soyv Tzin Alovoi. He's Potter. He's potter, so lechayev, the man dome ishe mishum chitzov. Renkovse lefnei ari, also ishe bechayev, a mekarev dover eitzel eish. That means it's ikha, a ruach metzui does not mean dafka through a wind. A ruach metzui means that it's motzui, that the hesek will occur. So memele, the sun will zikha come and he's tied up, the sun will kill him, the ari will kill him, and our Gemara says that yesod is a chiyev of eish, mekarev dover eitzel eish. So why does Mo say Yepot? The Yeshloima, the Taisus Amor de Kiyasot, the Vadai, Ekov Soive Vioi, Bemokim Shesoiv Chamoitzina Lovoi, Oyari Chayev, 100%. If this person was not Bemokim Achama, was not Bemokim Ari, and I bring him b'mokei mari, and I tie him up, I make sure he can't run away. So this is mamish mekarev dover eitzelaish. Avol hosom mairi shekof, and that's argamor. Argamor is kofefoy. That means I brought the kaima, I bent over the kaima before the kaima was not in the direction of the hiloch eish. If the kaima would not be bent over, the eish would pass by it, would not touch the kaima whatsoever. I bent over the kaima, so now when the eish will pass by, the eish will burn the kaima. So I brought the kaima, that's called mekarev dover eitzel eish. It wasn't in the path of the eish, mekarev dover eitzel eish. Over there it's speaking, so the Taz says, the vada e kov say baby e bimokim, shesoyv chamoitzin alova yayari chayim, 100%. If I would have brought him over to a place where he will now come and eat him, so that's mekarev dover eitzel eish. Avol hosam mairi shekov say bimokim shahoya, there it's speaking about something else. He was there already. I didn't bring you in the path of the lion. The lion is here and you're here. I didn't bring you in the path of the lion. You were here already. No, what did I do? I prevented you from running away. That's not called mekarev dover eitzel eish. I'm taking away from you the afsharus of atzola. That's not called I brought you here. You were here before. So mitzad your matzav, you already were in the path of the Ari. No, you had the opportunity to run away. I'm making sure you can't run away. That's not what I'm doing. That is not called a mazik. If he was here already, that's not called mekarev dover eitzel eish. It's called I'm taking away the opportunity of a tzolah. That's not called mekarev dover eitzel eish. So that's mitzamtzim. The halacha is, if I mitzamtzim a person and because of the tzimtzum, he dies, I'm chayiv. So Taisa says, no, I have him mitzamtzim, hoyul v'achama v'atzina v'ri ein olov b'shas kvise. period. So Tais says, Amir de Kazach, Metamtsam is Chayiv. Metamtsam means a person was under the water. He's under the water already. And I go and put my hand over his head, he should remain there. There I'm Chayiv. Because he now is in a matzav of sakone, and I'm making sure he should remain in this matzav. So if his head is underneath the water already, and I hold him down there, mitzamtzam is chayiv. But over here, his head was not in the mouth of Dari. Dari was 20 feet away, and he could have run away. And I hold him here, I tie him here. That is not called mitzamtzam. That is not called aish. And the mele, I am potter al tzitzichem. Period. Ave mitzamtzam oyev acham avatzina bari ein olov b'shas kvise. But the chiyuv of mitzamtzam is that he's there in the mokim that's mezmeimis him, and I prevent him from getting out of that mokim. That's called I'm being meimis. That's the chiddush of mitzamtzam. Vahi de iskel ole bitko de maya, afilu kofsei ve vioisham, vahacha kach iskel poto, de domi le zeire kreitz atris beyode de filo kodam hu venotloi poto. Now, Taisus is asking a new kasha. Al kaponim, Taisus is giving us guidelines. Lahavi dobo eitzel haish, the din is that you are chayim. That's called yechayim al tzeish. So, for Taisus, let's just say over a Gemara, and then let's try to figure out what Taisus is saying. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says as follows. Let's say I tied up a person, and he's right in front of a dam. So he's there, I tied him up, then I open up the dam, and water pours out on him, and kills him. So the law is like this. If the koyach rishin, the first blast of water, is strong enough to kill him, sam kol baratzayach. That's called my, the koyach rishin, taking away the meineya from the water, is kilo I'm zayrik the water on him. And memela, so it's called I killed him. That's it, I killed him because it's kilo I was zayrik the water on him, which killed him. The Gemara says, koyach sheni, a koyach sheni is potter. That means he didn't die from the first place of water, the first place of water is not here, but now the water is running, and he drowns in the water. But this is koyach sheni. Koyach sheni, I'm potter. Right? Koyach sheni, I'm potter. So now, Taisus had a problem. If he was here already from before, so it's not called makarev dover eitzalaish, because he's here already, I just tied him up. So Mamela, so that we understand why Koyach Sheni should be Mekarim Dova Eitzel Ha'esh. And Mekarim Dova Eitzel Ha'esh. So Mekarim I should be Chayim. So if he was here already, it's not Mekarim Dova Eitzel Ha'esh. Fine. So I can learn Shad, he was here, and I tied him up, and it's a Koyach Sheni. It's Ampota. This is like Kav Sebim Koyim. So Tai says, Amtai Amar Dika Chiddish. That Gemara is speaking about a fellow I brought him there, and I opened up the dam, I'm also potter. So Taisa says, why? What is this? This is Makav Dova Yitzalaish. So Taisa says, Amira de Kizach. Taisa gives a marshal, we'll come to, let's first say the marshal, then we'll say the nimshal. What is the din if I shoot an arrow at someone? If I'm a retayach, that's called kaychay. Then I go, and Yen has a shield. When I shot the arrow was worthless. He had a shield. So I go, and before the arrow hits him, I take away the shield, and the arrow kills him. What is the din? So the din is I'm potter. I'm not a retzayach. Why am I not a retzayach? Because b'shas, when I shot the arrow, it's not called a ma'aser retzicha. A person who holds a shield, the arrow is not a ma'aser retzicha. So I didn't do anything. When I took away the shield, so that's a grom of Alma. I took away the shield from him. That's grom. So the din is I'm potter. So Taisva says, if I bring a person to a dam, the dam is closed, so it's Mekarim Tova Eitzalash. It's not Mekarim Tova Eitzalash, it's Mekarim Tova Eitzaladam. The dam is, it's not an Eish. There's no Eish here. The Eish is not Bekoyach to be Mazik. So Memele, when I brought this person here, I didn't do anything. It wasn't the Karav Dovo Eitzel Aish. That is not considered Mekarav Dovo Eitzel Aish, because when I brought him here, there was no Aish. Later, I opened up the dam. So that's called a Grom Abalma. That's what Tais is. Let's see. In the Hidde Iskele Bitka Damaya by Koyach Sheini, Tais is being about. Afilu kofsoi ve'evirisham v'achakach askel, then he took a, he made that the water should fall on him, because she ni potter. The domi lezeire kreitzo tris biyodei, afilu kodemu v'notle, took away the tris, his potter, because that's not called, I was zeire kacheitz, because the cheitz was not capable of being mazik if he had a tris biyodei, he had a shield in his hand. Vimtaima, alhu dehishech boy es anochosh tepota. There's a gemore, lamanda oma ma'atzmai humeki. There's a gemore before that said as follows. The gemore said that Reuven took Shimon's hand and put it into a mouth of a snake. And the snake, you put it into the mouth, the snake bit down and killed him. So the Gemara says like this, there's a machlekes tanoim, if Reuven is chayiv. So the machlekes is the poison of the snake already in the snake, in his mouth, Peshas, you put it in. So it's called, I put his hand next to poison, so it's called, that's called Adam Amasik. But there's a tzad that the Ores may atzmoy komeki. When you put it into his mouth, there's no poison there whatsoever. The nachosh has to create the poison, which is a matter of seconds. But al kaponim, when I put it in his mouth, there's no poison there. So I'm putting it into his mouth, and the nachosh, when they put it in his mouth, so the nachosh ejects the poison, and that's how he gets killed. So the Gemara says, your potter. Vrektoi says, this is mekarev dover eitzel ha'esh. It's mamish mekarav dova eitzelaish. So memeles, so I should be chayev. I should be chayev mekarav dova eitzelaish. That's Tosfos Kashi. Vimtoi mahi dehishech boyas anochosh the potter leman doma ma'atzmei humeki. Amai potter lefi ma shepirashti bishmait in the people. It's speaking about shesom yodei lesoich piv. He put his hand in the hand of Shimon in the mouth of the snake, v'hishech lechayev mishumishoy, v'vaday hanochosh yazik odoms, why is nechay? V'yeshloimel deshani hosom, she'ein ha'oros adayin bo'ilom. Amir de kezach. The chiyav of eish is, you're only missing a vehicle. That means there's an eish, there's a dover hanizik, need a vehicle, ruach metzuye to bring the eish to the dover hanizik. So that is of a mekarev dover eitzel eish, eitzel adover, even though I need a ruach metzuye to connect it, yochai, that's the mazik of eish. But over here, the oros is non-existent. The oros will be, the nachosh creates the oros. That could be. But Basher Husham, it's not called Mekarev Dover Eitzel Eish, if there's no Eish yet. So the whole Chiyuv of Eish is if you have the Mazik and the Nizik, and I put the Nizik in the path of the Mazik, so that is the Chiyuv of Eish. But if the Mazik Basher Husham is non-existent, he's going to be existent the next second, is Leimah Lo Yemoyred, but that does not go into the category of Eish.